You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Andy Cox and Ed Curry are co-founders of ACT, a natural deodorant brand born out of London's West End theatre scene. The pair met back in 2015, when they were both dancers in the West End, with a brutal schedule including 8 performances each week. As you'll hear, Ed could not find a deodorant that worked. Many of us know that natural deodorants often don't work, while others are full of harmful chemicals. And so, in their shared kitchen, Ed and Andy created a natural deodorant balm aimed at all genders. Today, there are 3 balms in their range using ingredients like mandarin, pettigrain, cedar, and eucalyptus. It's applied like a lotion and comes in an aluminum tube, plastic-free with recyclable packaging, perfect for travel and to throw into your bag. After great success and feedback here in the UK, the company is looking to expand to Europe and raise a new funding round in the next few months. Here's Andy, followed by Ed, with the story of ACT.
So we first met in the West End, performing in Beautiful, the Carole King musical. We were together back then, actually, and it was an issue that Ed had, where no deodorant on the planet seems to work for him. So set out to create something himself by trialling loads of new ingredients you've never heard of, all on our hob in Camden, in our little kitchen. You just kept trialing new things, and I became a test subject. I'm trying his new concoctions, and friends kept wanting to try it and to get more of it.
Being dancers in the West End, you need a really good deodorant. So if you imagine you're doing like 8 shows a week, you're under the hot lights, you're training during the day, you've got rehearsals, gym, class, you can just imagine. And I was so frustrated that I was throwing t-shirts away every week that I had these yellow pit stains that wouldn't wash out. So I spent about 3 years, and it was just in our kitchen in Camden, and I was cooking different sort of potions up on the hob, trying new ingredients, doing research. Some things didn't work, some things did work. You know, I'd get a rash one week and then the next week it'll be great. And so it was a lot of trial and error. And then I started making it, you know, for our friends and colleagues in the shows that we were doing. And the feedback I was getting from them was just amazing. They were like, what is this magical potion that you've created, because it's working for them. And they wouldn't only put it on their underarms when they were doing the shows, they put it on their foreheads. Our lady friends would put it under their breasts to try and, you know, dry that area out as well. And it was just, the feedback we were getting was remarkable. When we decided that we wanted to, you know, create this as a business, we decided, well, we need some money, first of all. So we did a Kickstarter campaign back in late 2018, which took about 6 months of planning, you know, getting the brand together. And it was a completely different brand at that point. It was called Pitt London at the time, like Brad Pitt with 2 T's. It had gold packaging. It was all very luxe and very different to what it is now. And we thought, what's the best way that we can tap into our network in the West End to try and get their support? So we created about 1,000 samples. And there was one day that we went around and we delivered them personally. And we kind of filmed it at the same time, us going to each show in the West End, delivering these samples to each cast. So they all tried it, and then it just blew up on social media. I think because our friends in theatre, they're all quite present on social media. So everybody was posting about it. And then the money just kind of rolled in on our Kickstarter campaign.
It was the best thing we could have done at that time, was to just tap into that community of theatre folk that also needed a deodorant and were happy to support something that no one else had done before. It was about a year ago, wasn't it? We had a letter come through from a lawyer saying somebody already has the name that we were trying to trademark. One of the reasons we did the Kickstarter was to get the money together in order to do all of these legalities, because we had nothing behind us for the business. And this letter came through and everything just had to stop. We had no creative juices left because everything had gone into this previous brand, which, like Ed said, was gold and dark and sexy and just very, very different to what it is now. So what we had to do was to use this Kickstarter money to outsource a branding agency called Two Times Elliot, who have done a phenomenal job. And they helped us refine this way of putting theatre into our brand without distancing people that aren't interested in theatre. So it still had a nice little nod to it. So the typography is based on old theatre signs that you can change the lettering out of outside cinemas and theatres in the old days. And then, like you say, that the scene descriptions, which we've decided to label our fragrances as, is scene one, scene two, scene three, based on the kind of how you'd read a script, how a scene would be described to help transport customers into a place so they can imagine the fragrance, rather than saying, this is sweet, it smells like flowers. We've put them in a place to help emote and evoke this feeling.
Natural deodorants have a really bad reputation, I think, for not working. So it's our aim to try and convince consumers that ours does. And so, like, we don't really focus on the natural side of it in our marketing and our messaging. We really focus on the efficacy of the product, because that's essentially what people want. So it is different to most deodorants out there. It's not an aerosol and it's not a roll-on. It is a balm. So it's essentially a moisturizer at its core. It's got shea butter and coconut oil and calendula oil. And so you apply it with your fingertips, or we've created an applicator as well that you can apply it with, and you massage it into your underarms or your forehead or your feet or your lower back or wherever you need that protection. And what we've done is we've created a formula that it's got those moisturizing properties, which is what a lot of people wanted, especially women because they shave, they need that sort of moisture being added back into their skin. But we created something called Deo Barrier Complex, which is a combination of plant and mineral powders, which cleanses the skin on contact. It absorbs the moisture to prevent the bacteria from multiplying, and it neutralizes the odors throughout the day. So it really allows you to sweat normally, but it absorbs that moisture to keep you feeling dry, and it helps it wick it away. And we know now that, you know, certain ingredients are absorbed by the skin and they're affecting people's health. So we really wanted to stay away from those ingredients and make sure that our ingredients are really top quality, that they're not going to have a detrimental effect to the body. And most importantly, that they're really going to work.
I feel like something really, really important to say to people that listen to these kind of podcasts is we kind of skipped a step that you wouldn't have a clue on how to do if you're especially changing careers like we have, where we've got an idea and suddenly we're saying we found formulators and we're in a factory, but no one ever really tells you how you find these things. And I think the best thing we ever did was to just network and talk to people. And in the weirdest possible way, we were at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, the RSC, in Stratford, and a friend of mine was in it. Caroline Quentin was in Men Behaving Badly. She's a famous actress. Her husband is a cosmetic formulator. So we happened to meet her, and it just snowballed from there. He put us in touch with somebody else, and then we ended up having meetings with other people. And it's just, we sat for so long thinking, let's just sell this on Etsy. We'll pot it up in tins ourselves and ship them off, which just is not feasible or legal. So we've had to look up everything, learn it, and basically find people that you trust and to become mentors in a way that we would never have expected. But I think that's how we kind of bridged the gap.
If you think, like, a lot of deodorants, especially for men, it's all like performance based, it's all athletes. And so from our background, it was a natural progression to be like, well, who are the athletes in our world? And they're the performers, they're the dancers, the circus performers, people that are on their feet all day. And so we kind of thought, well, that's a really good angle to take, especially because it's from our world. And in particular, you know, it is 2020. It's time that brands started to kind of wake up to the new world. People don't want something that's gender specific. It's not 1960s Mad Men anymore. Like, we really did focus on the design because we want it to be an item that people are kind of proud to show off. If you always think of, like, the brand Aesop, you always see it in, like, the interior design magazines. It's not just, you know, somebody's, like, beauty item. It's like an interior item. You put it next to the kitchen sink. And so for us, we were like, well, how do we do that? How do we get people to, like, show it off and be proud that they're using ACT? So design was really important for us on that front.
We really wanted to create something that was appealing to everybody. We get a lot of questions saying, is it unisex? Is it for everyone? And so we like to say, you know, it's for all genders. It's not for anyone specifically. Style was the number one thing that appeals to our demographic. Again, the efficacy of it really, really gets into their brain to say, oh yeah, I must buy this. So tried and tested and approved by West End performers, you kind of think it has to work. And alongside that, making sure that the ethos was really, really at the forefront for us in design with being plastic free. That was something we wanted from day one, even with our previous brand, which has been close to impossible to source everything. We had to get these bespoke caps made, but we did it. We absolutely did it. And I wish that other companies would, because it is possible. It's just the larger companies need to open it up so that everybody else can follow suit.
Andy Coxon and Ed Curry, they are co-founders of ACT. You can find out more at aktlondon.com. My thanks to both, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. And a reminder to any small business owner out there, if you'd like to get a question in for our expert guests on The Entrepreneurs to have that answered in the coming weeks, do send it over to question@monocle.com. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.